Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 176. It is 2020. Clearly, you can hear I've started the new year off very, very well. I am sick. What a great way to start the new year, right? And with that sickness, I tumbled into a little Netflix binging, right? Had a fever of about 101 for like 4 days. It was super, you know. Really got to dive into a lot of the TV shows that I absolutely love. Just completely demolish them, right? Watch all of them, and barely move from the couch. Hot, cold, all the fun stuff, right? But I finally actually feel better, even though I sound like absolute dog doo doo. And here we are in 2020. So what happened was I recorded a New Year's Day podcast. Excuse me, I think it was the day before New Year's podcast, meant to be released on New Year's, got super sick, did not release it. So now that is what you're going to hear. And we're going to get started on all the amazing content that we're going to release once again. And there's a special gift inside. I want to cut to the intro in just a second, but listen to the podcast because there's something, if you haven't done so, there's a gift, and I'm going to tell you what that gift is inside the podcast. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and listen to the podcast and you'll hear exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, with that being said, let's cut to the intro and then get right into the podcast.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. I don't know what episode it is because I forgot to check. And I'm currently coming to you live from my car, sitting in traffic between San Francisco and Sacramento. I was just in Boston. I flew back from Boston. Delightful flight. Sometimes I fly to San Francisco because it's direct from Boston, which is easier. But it is 2020. Can you believe it? I'm pumped. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. And I do this every year. I go back, go over a bunch of the things that Jazz Piano School has done, where we're headed, my goals, and some motivational points, key concepts, talking about jazz piano, talking about life, reflecting on a lot of good stuff. So here we are. And thank you guys so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it, all you guys out there. Even if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you so much. And this is the Jazz Piano School Podcast 2020 New Year. So here we are. What are we going to talk about? So the first thing is that Jazz Piano School has come a long way, right? And I want to go over your goals for 2020, and I want to go over them and talk about how they kind of intertwine with my goals for the education. But first, again, I have a very special gift. So I want to tell you my 2020 resolution. And so it's a cool concept that I came up with and I wanted to give to everybody. And that is, every single person listening to this podcast right now, what I want to do for you in 2020 is I want to help you. And I want to help every single person listening to this particular podcast, okay? But there's going to be a window because content on the internet lives on forever. Am I right? Like this content's going to go on forever. Don't get me wrong. I want to help as many people as possible. But I want us to start in the same spot. I want us to be a group of people, a committed group of people, and here's what I want to do. I want you to think about your goal, and a lot of you probably have been thinking about your goal already. I want you to get really specific. What is your musical goal? Like, what is happening in jazz piano? Have you been working on a tune? Has your improvisation been struggling? Has your two-hand voicings been struggling? Are you trying to play in a band? Are you trying to play a solo piano tune? What is it that you're trying to do? So that's the very first thing. You need to come up with your super specific goal, right? And you really want to get specific about it, what exactly what you want to be able to do. I want to be able to improvise. Don't just say I want to be able to improvise, right? Say I want to be able to improvise over, you know, Stella by Starlight or Maiden Voyage, right? I want to be able to improvise in a more modern style, a la Herbie Hancock, Chick. I want to be able to improvise. So get very specific, right? You get exactly what I'm saying. And once you have your goal, what I want you to do is you can do this one of two ways. In the comments in this podcast, I want you to share your goal. Now, if you don't want to share publicly, that's quite all right, and I completely understand that. But if you do, that'd be great because it creates engagement. It helps others see that sharing is good, right? Kind of gets the ball rolling, so momentum, and then other people will start to chime in as well with their goals. But if you don't want to do that, no problem. Simply email us. Okay, you can email support at jazzpianoschool.com, excuse me. And every single person who tells me their goal, myself, and I'm going to direct my team as well, we're going to create content, and we're going to create an individualized piece of content, lesson, blog, podcast, whatever, for you to help you reach your goal. And we're going to check in with everybody constantly. We're going to create a big group spreadsheet, right? And we're going to check in on your goal and see how it's going, right? Now, clearly, this is why I wanted you to be specific, because your goal can't be like, I want to be able to play like Art Tatum, okay? It needs to be specific, measurable, right? You guys all know the SMART goal-setting practices. We don't need to get into that. But make it small enough and tangible enough where you can actually accomplish it, right? And again, if your goal is to solo or improvise, let's say over the tune, All the Things You Are, All of Me, or Lady Be Good, or anything, we'll create a piece of content directly related to what you're trying to accomplish. And again, we're going to have a big spreadsheet. We're going to take all the names down of everybody who is doing their goal setting. And literally, throughout the year, through, you know, January, February, March, we'll just keep going. We will get to your goal and make you a specific personalized piece of content to help you with that specific goal. Now, that doesn't mean you can't obviously work towards your goal before that, but we will get to your content and put out a personalized piece of content by name. That's why you got to leave us your name to help you with your goal. Now, this does not have a max. Okay, if 20 people do it, then 20 pieces of personalized content is going to come up. 50 people, 100 people, 500 people. It doesn't matter to us, right? You got a lot of followers that follow Jazz Piano School. But if you want to take part in this and get off on the right track to 2020, right? And finally, it could be anything. Finally accomplish that nagging topic that's been on your mind. This is going to be an excellent way to get help completely free, right? There's no strings attached. Myself and my team, we just want to help as many people in the new year as possible, right? And give a gift of just helping every single person achieve their goal. And that's our goal. That's our goal, personal goal for 2020. Everybody who emails in, who emails us and submits a goal, we want to help you achieve that, right? So we want to do everything in our power to help you get that done. So again, to enter, it's not really a contest or a registration, but simply write in the comments. Excuse me, I've been kind of sick, guys. But write in the comments. We'll jot down your name and your goal. Or you can email support@jazzpianoschool.com. Tell us your goal, and we're going to compile a list of everybody and their goal. All right? So besides that, Jazz Piano School, the membership area is going to be reopening in spring. Now, this is going to be in either April or May, but you should have that in your thoughts, okay? And so we've been closed, right? We switched to a closed model, and the membership is going to be reopened. And we just launched Jazz Piano School 2.0, which I absolutely love. There's a lot of fun, cool tools in there. But I'm always striving for more. Like, I always want to make it better, and that's ultimately my main goal. I'm never going to stop doing that. And so I don't want to say much about it, but, you know, Jazz Piano School, the vision I have, and if you know my system, And I'm going to be teaching about this a lot in January, February, and the upcoming months leading up to us opening the membership, right, to everybody. If you know my system, I'm all about a systematic process. I'm all about connecting the dots, going from A to B to C to D, giving you that whole roadmap. Because I truly believe that if I can teach you how to fish, you're going to feed yourself for life. And my experience and the things that I see in education around, for the majority, is giving you the fish. It's not actually teaching students how to fish, which is disappointing to me. Even some of these amazing references and resources, you know, books and places. And the rub here, and I understand this, the rub is that the student, and this is how I was too, we want quick fixes, right? We want the shiny object. We want the flashy, cool thing that sounds awesome, right? Quickly. And that's what catches people's attention. You know, that's what catches our attention on YouTube, on podcasts, you know, headlines, blogs. It's these quick fixes, five quick tips to do this. You know, all the magazines, right? This is how the magazines catch your attention, media, PR, right? But listen to me. In order to make the progress that you want, you have to stop getting the fish for the day, right? You have to take a step back. You have to go through the systematic plan, which doesn't have to be tedious the way we do it, right? It can be fun. It can be exhilarating. It can be motivating. But you have to stop chasing that one-off course, that one voicing, that one line, that quick two-minute thing, right? Because eventually what happens is you have all these different nuggets. You have all these different puzzle pieces, these keys. And you don't really know what to do with them, but you have them. You have all this information. But you have no idea how to connect it. And that is the problem. Therein lies the problem. Like, you have all these fish, but you can't do the fishing yourself, right? You don't really know what to do, all the pieces and how to connect them to actually make a full sound that you've been looking for, right? And that's my entire goal this year, is to really develop the website, add more bells and whistles. We're going to be adding a lot of cool things to the site. Again, I don't want to talk about them too much, but levels, things like this, awards, points, it's going to be fantastic. And to help you go through the system and not get sidetracked, right? But I do understand you need a little bit of both, right? Because if you're doing all a systematic process, it can get treacherous slightly, right? You want the fun stuff and the systematic process, right? And so that's my whole goal, is to give everyone that and provide that through Jazz Piano School. And I guarantee once you are inside of Jazz Piano School, you're going to start to realize that there's something different here. It's not just another jazz piano website. It's not another website that's just giving you courses. Here's another course. Here's a basic piano course, beginner jazz piano, right? All these websites, everybody out there, you know, is just giving you one-off courses. But again, guess what? There's no fluidity. There's no sequential process. There's no plan. If you buy the beginner course, then you buy the voicing course, then you buy the reharm course. You have all these little pieces that never really connect together. And so essentially, my best analogy, we'll have so many, but that's like getting pieces, alphabet letters, like C, G, I, M, Q, right? You have all these alphabet letters, but you don't have the entire alphabet. And you don't have a plan to learn your ABCs in the correct order, right? Now think about that. Think about if you're trying to write, but you don't have all the letters you need to write, okay? Think about if you're trying to read, and the book's missing letters. That's exactly what happens when you bounce around from site to site and you buy these small courses, right? You know, maybe it's on, again, voicing. Maybe it's on this. Jazz Piano School and my vision, my philosophy is all about giving a plan. It's about providing a fully encompassing plan that's going to lead you down the path. Now, there's other cool things about it. I'm not going to get too much into it, but about leveling up and about essentially using tools, jazz piano tools, to fix holes and then moving back to the systematic process that we provide. It's absolutely fantastic. Sorry about that loud motorcycle just drove by me. But that's all what I'm all about. And my vision, and two, what we're going to be working, with a lot of schools this year as well to implement all of the curriculum, our curriculum, right? We have this amazing six-stage success path curriculum that helps people move through these stages, right? We're going to be implementing tests, level awards, graduation ceremonies-ish, okay, when people move up to the next success stage. Again, it's a whole fun process within our community that's going to be happening, right? And you're not by yourself. You're supported by myself, our staff, our trained collegiate jazz piano performance staff, and it's an absolutely incredible, incredible process. So 2020 is going to be fantastic, and I really, really, really want you to believe that. And remember, what you put focus into will grow, right? Everybody has the time. Everybody has time to do what they want in life. But you may need to sacrifice some things to prioritize what you want. Okay, it's not that you don't have the time, it's that you're using your time for other things. Now, that's great, that's okay. And some of us have kids, and kids require time, right? And some of us work 12 hours, and that requires time. But the things that you do with your free time, just remember, if you want to prioritize something, if you want to get better at it, you need to focus your time on that thing. Okay, I know it sounds simple, it sounds obvious, but that's exactly what you need to do in order to make more progress, in order to get better at this amazing, amazing dream that is jazz piano. And remember, music should be your priority. There's very, very few things in life that provide us with soul-fulfilling joy and happiness constantly. You know, think about when you're in a bad mood, you put music on. It makes us feel better, right? Think about when we hear holiday songs, for example. We just had Christmas, right? All those Christmas songs, they flood us with emotions because music does something amazing to our body. It can transform us. Excuse me. And so to be able to sit down at the piano and fully express ourselves, right, and pour out all of our emotions, our feelings through music, through jazz, spontaneously, while improvising, is a gift of a lifetime that you can give yourself. And that's going to serve you, right, serve your body, your soul, your loved ones, your friends, your family, forever. Everybody around you, you may touch the life of someone by playing something, and you wouldn't even realize it, but you're spreading the gift of music by focusing on this one thing that is learning how to play music for yourself and even for others, right? So to prioritize this is an amazing thing and absolutely should be high on your list because it's going to give back to you forever. So a lot of amazing things planned. We're going to keep you updated. I'm going to be sending out some amazing content. We're going to compile everybody's comments, right? And again, please send us emails too if you don't want to comment, no problem. We get that a lot too. So I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing 2020, and hopefully this traffic clears up for me. But I'm motivated, you know. I'm excited, I'm really driven right now to improve Jazz Piano School. It's come so far, it's so much fun. And I have some amazing ideas for this year that we're going to be putting and implementing. And it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. And it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I just have a blast. I have a blast helping people, doing everything. And it's just so much fun. And I would love to see you on this journey with us. So please let us know. Have a fantastic New Year's. Have a safe New Year's. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care and happy practicing.